Maverick Early Readers. A Right Royal Mess by Rachel Lyon. Illustrated by Catalina Echeverry. This is Purple Book Band. Turn the page when you hear the bell. Good. Let's begin. Queen Fluff was a very fancy bunny. She always wore a big fancy crown and lived in a big fancy burrow. Even though she had plenty of money, Queen Fluff had no friends at all. Not one. She was lonely and bored. One day, she had an idea. "I will go and visit all the bunnies in my kingdom," she said. "When I find the bunny with the fanciest burrow, I'll stay with them for a week." So Queen Fluff sent a letter to every bunny in the kingdom. She ordered them to make their burrows fancy and to cook her a fancy feast. But the other bunnies in the kingdom were poor. They couldn't afford fancy things. "Queen Fluff must be very thoughtless," they said. "Let's teach her a lesson." So the bunnies worked very hard, getting ready for the Queen's visit. They collected all the smelliest, yuckiest things they could find. They put all the smelly, yucky things in their burrows. The Queen was busy too, getting ready for her trip. She couldn't wait to see the other bunnies' burrows and choose which was the fanciest. When the big day came, she set off in her fancy royal coach. When the bunnies saw her arrive, they giggled. What would the Queen think of their messy, smelly burrows? The Queen ran eagerly into the first burrow. But the only thing waiting for her was a swarm of bees. "Yow!" she yelped, as the bees stung her on her furry bottom. "That's no way to treat a queen." The next burrow was even worse. It was full of toads and creepy crawlies. "Some lunch, my lady?" asked the bunnies inside, offering her a bowl of slug soup. "Yuck!" said the Queen, and she ran straight off to the next burrow. Plop! The Queen slid down into the burrow and landed in a big pile of muck. "My shiny gold slippers are ruined," she wailed. There was no one there to greet her, except for a rat, who was wearing only his underpants.
"Hello there."
Queen Fluff was fed up. "I'm leaving," she cried. "Hooray!" cheered the bunnies. "We did it! We got rid of thoughtless Queen Fluff." But the Queen had heard every word they said. "Oh dear," said Queen Fluff, taking off her crown. "I see now. You're right. I have been thoughtless and unkind. If only there was a way we could be friends. Suddenly, the Queen had an idea. I know! Why don't you come back to my place for a party? She said. That night, as the bunnies danced and laughed and ate together, Queen Fluff realised that although fancy burrows and fancy feasts are nice, real friends are far nicer. The End.